that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Let's talk about privacy as a service with this listener question on this bonus episode, The Business of Tech. A question from Mark, who's a Patreon supporter. I'm wondering if privacy as a service is the coming business model due to all the legal changes that are happening. For example, here's one in California. He shared a link. Is this like the early stages of security? Will we see lawsuit ransomware like we had with ADA shakedowns from unethical law firms? Happened a lot in California where they sent up people in wheelchairs to use the bathroom in businesses, and then the business got a $5,000 demand letter a few days later stating their bathroom wasn't ADA compliant. So let's talk privacy as a service. I'll start with the fact that there's something very strange about selling your privacy back. Privacy is something I have and maybe not pay for. I wouldn't name it privacy as a service I was going to market. That said, let's break down what Mark means. At the core is the idea of a service where a provider helps customers manage the risk associated with their data. That sounds a lot like data governance, which, as defined in Tech Republic, is, quote, data governance dictates how an organization manages data throughout its lifecycle, from acquisition to disposal, as well as all the different modes of usage in between. Though data governance involves tooling, it's much more than that. It also involves the processes people must follow to ensure the security, availability, and integrity of data. Data governance sets clear standards for data processing while improving the quality and consistency of data within your company. They include a guide for understanding what makes good data governance. Gartner then has four steps. First, define a clear set of adaptive data governance principles. Second, establish accountability decision rights across organizational areas. Third, apply the right adaptive governance style to your business scenario. And fourth, sustain adaptive governance by basing your governance operating model on it. That sounds like the core of what we're looking for to address the scenario outlined above. if there were principles on what data is stored and why, accountability for decisions, a clear set of policies, and ongoing management of those policies and data, it would be reasonably straightforward to see how this would be done, and logical to extend that out as a service. Inputs to the service would include business plans being enacted, the applicable laws for the jurisdiction and industry, the right tactics to handle it day-to-day, a process for managing it and appropriate tools, and a security model to apply. Bringing in the legal angle adds the area of compliance, too. Compliance is, at a superficial level, another view of this space. I do want to link to cybersecurity here. In July, I covered Jen Easterly, the head of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, on reevaluating whether to call cybersecurity something else altogether. She cites the push from tech investors Ron and Cindy Gula, who have advocated instead for calling it data care in job postings to evoke the concept of healthcare, and thereby make it more relatable to women and communities of color who might be turned off by the term cybersecurity and its evocation of war and law enforcement. Data care and data governance would go hand in hand. The protection of the data generally. Which leads to the service component. Roll this all together. A service that includes protecting the crown jewels of any business, the data. It would include data governance, compliance, care, and role-in access control as fundamental. I'm not sure this is like the early stages of security. I think this is all part of the early stages of security, which isn't necessarily a mature offering. Plus, this data governance piece is too closely linked to security, and you can't offer it without addressing security. Now, is this going to be a good offering? Most definitely. It's probably also available standalone. A customer would likely want to buy this regardless of any other offering, and that's an excellent place to be offering services. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.